Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. You're going to like today's broadcast.
Praise
Pastor
God.
George is going to talk to us about the untouchables, God's circle of blessing.
That's right.
Glory
That's
to
right.
God. I like it.
Gloria, over these last 2 weeks, which I have thoroughly enjoyed being with you.
I have enjoyed having you.
We've been talking about living in God's circle of protection. That protection belongs to us.
Yes, it does.
We have a covenant of
protection. We have a circle of protection.
Yep, we do. And we have scriptures after scripture after scripture that guarantee us that no matter where we are and no matter where we go, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from the curse of destruction.
That's right.
And we can walk out that place throughout all of our lives, we and our children, living under that umbrella of the blessing of
God.
Long
life, strong life.
With long life does He satisfy us and show us His salvation. And His salvation is His protection. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. When we talk about prosperity, you look up the word prosperity in the Hebrew and it's the word shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace. And it also means complete and total protection and security.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Praise God.
So these 2 weeks we've been talking about that. You can go back to the archives and watch these over and over again. All of our outlines are available to you. Just go to kcm.org. The information will be there for you and you can download them. And Gloria and I have had over 500,000 downloads of our outlines since we began 210 broadcasts ago. So we've been talking in these last few days about the how-tos. How do you take your place and your position of protection? And today we're talking about, I would say would be one of the cornerstone messages of this ministry, and that is the believer's authority.
Yes.
How do we exercise our authority against every evil thing that comes against us?
And that's what it takes.
It takes exercising.
To be free,
that's
have
right.
To walk by faith.
That's right. It's exactly
and
right.
You're going to have to walk in your authority by faith.
We must walk in the authority that God has given to us. And it begins in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness," or the Amplified Bible, I believe, says exact duplicate in kind, "and let them have dominion." Let them have complete authority. Mm-hmm. Over the fish, the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And then it says, so God created man in His own image.
Yes.
In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. And He blessed them and He said this to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it."
Yes.
So man has been given this dominion. He was born with this dominion. And when it says here to subdue the earth, Gloria, that means if it gets out of line, you put it back.
Oh, I like that.
If it gets out of line, you put it back. The Amplified Bible says, subdue it using all of its vast resources. And if I might, I'd like to quote this scripture in Psalm 8. About man's authority, in verse 6 in the Amplified, "You've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet."
Yes.
And I like what the Contemporary English Version says, "You let us rule everything your hands have made, and you've put it all under our power." Gloria, the thing that I have learned, one of the many things that I've learned over the years, over 40 years with you and Kenneth, is learning how to take the Word of God and exercise our authority over the curse.
Amen.
That has been one of the most important things. You've taught me how to take the Word, to stand on it, to walk it out to victory, and that whenever anything is happening in our lives, whenever something is taking place, you've taught Terry and me to release our faith and exercise our authority.
Amen.
Take authority over that sickness. Take authority over that lack.
Yeah,
take authority over that disease and take authority over that destruction.
We can do it.
To keep us in a place of perfect rest and perfect peace in the Lord.
If you're born again,
yes,
you can take authority.
Yes.
In
yep.
power.
And we must do that.
If you're not born again, you're way behind. because that's such a good thing to have been born over again.
We are not subject
in the likeness of God.
In the likeness of God, and we are not subject to the times.
That's right.
We are not subject to the things that are going on right now in our nation and in the nations that are trying to grip people with fear.
That's right.
We are not subject to that.
That's right.
We are delivered from it. We are protected from it, and we have to rise up and take that dominion and take that authority.
There's the blessing and the curse. God, when Jesus paid the price for sin, he gave us an ability to receive the blessing. If we would make him the Lord of our lives, then the blessing would come on us.
Yes.
Then the curse is out there. It's still out there. It's still working on people
working.
That don't have Jesus.
Yes.
They don't have the deliverance from the curse. Yep. I remember that curse.
Yeah.
You didn't know what to do. You'd get sick and you'd just stay sick. You go broke and you'd just do without.
Yeah.
That's a curse.
Yeah, that's a curse.
I've been delivered.
We have been redeemed
Hallelujah.
From the curse of the law.
That's what it
and
is.
Even more than that, in Genesis 2:15, it says, and the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden to dress it and keep it. And it's very interesting here in point A, number 4. It's very interesting when you look up the word dress and keep. The word dress in the Hebrew means to work it, to till it, to be a bondman over it.
Take care of it.
Take care of it. And the word keep in the Hebrew, put a hedge of thorns around it in order to guard it, protect it, and watch over it.
So now you know you have to, the situation, your life, you have to guard it.
Yes.
Protect it. And watch over it.
And watch over it.
Why? Because Satan's a thief. He's come to kill,
to steal, and destroy.
And destroy.
And we have authority.
And we can't let him in.
Mm-mm.
If we want to be free.
We still have authority over any kind of attack of the devil in our lives.
That's exactly right.
And I'll take a look here at this, what Jesus did in the face of a storm. You remember that. And I like what you said just before we started rolling here just a few moments ago. Gloria said this. She said, what do you do in a storm? You do whatever you've got in here.
That's right.
That's good, Gloria.
It's got to be already in there.
It has to be in there.
You can't look up a scripture.
You've got to.
You could.
You've got to store up the word in your heart. Deposit the word, because from the deposit of your heart, your mouth speaks.
That's right.
Or as you said one time, from the deposit of your heart, your mouth leaks.
Did I say that?
You said it. Because
what's in there comes out.
Is going to come out. And whenever the devil puts the squeeze on you, if that fear is in there, fear will come up and out. But listen.
If unbelief's in there.
If unbelief, it'll come up. But if the word is in there, and the word of our authority as a believer is in there, that word is going to rise up from the inside of us, and we will take dominion and authority over what is rightfully ours.
That's good, George.
And in Mark 4, we read about what happened with Jesus in the storm in Mark 4, verse 37. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. It was now full. Verse 38.
Full.
Full.
Well,
it was full.
A full ship.
Yeah, it sinks. It won't float. Verse 38. Jesus was in the back part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They woke him up, said, Master, do you not care that we perish? And he arose.
That's what
he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, Peace, be still.
He arose, he rebuked, and he said.
Oh, that's good, Gloria.
That's it.
He arose, he rebuked, and he said,
Yes,
Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Glory to God.
He said to them, Why are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? How Jesus did it. If you go over there to the second page.
How is it that you have no faith?
It says in verse 41, they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And the Lord spoke to me one time, Gloria, when I was studying this out, and the Lord said Jesus was a Genesis 1:26 man. He was a man of authority. He was a man of dominion. He subdued. And we just returned just recently from our trip with Billy to Israel. And we were on the Sea of Galilee, and I was thinking about this. And those waves, Gloria, we were there, and it was beautiful weather. It was calm. There was at one point we were up on a hill that we could see the entire Sea of Galilee, and it was so peaceful and so calm. But they told us there that storms can come up just like that. 9-foot waves, 10-foot waves can come on to that, and that's what was going on that day. And Jesus, the Genesis 1:26 man, and you and I, Gloria, you are a Genesis 1:26 woman.
I receive
you
that.
You take your dominion. I'm a Genesis 1:26 man. I take my dominion. I subdue the weather. And that word subdue, if you remember, if it gets out of line, put it back.
Isn't that good?
Put it back.
I like that. If it gets out of line,
you
whatever
put it, back.
It is, the weather, the money.
No matter what it is.
Your health.
We as believers then.
Back.
We as believers, in Matthew 28, you've got it there. What believers do, what we do when we face a storm. And it says in Matthew 28 in the Amplified, Jesus approached and breaking the silence said to them, all authority and power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Yeah.
Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You and I have been given this very same authority to take authority and dominion over dangerous situations in our lives. And this is one quick testimony here that a woman wrote to us. Lenora heard what she thought was a train. She ordered her children to go to the basement and wait for her. She went outside on her balcony to see what was causing the noise. The roaring she heard was not a train. It was a large tornado. She stayed on the balcony, speaking to the tornado until it suddenly changed course. The tornado struck surrounding houses in her cul-de-sac, filled the air with debris. But praise God, her house remained totally untouched.
Praise God.
This is the script. These are the scriptures that we began with two weeks ago. 1 John 5:18. He that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not.
Amen.
And Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. What you and I have to do is we have to exercise our authority. Release the authority that we've been given in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb, and release that authority and see to it that we take dominion over every evil thing.
Right.
Stop walking in fear. Stop walking in doubt. Stop thinking to yourself, when I get in my car, somebody's going to hit me today. No, you rise up. And you take that dominion, and you take that authority, and you release that. Just in the way that when you and Kenneth were driving one time and saw that car, that woman with children in her car, and it went up, that car went up on the side. You took dominion and authority over that.
We said to that car, you get back down there. It was just like that.
I've been in airplanes with Brother Copeland before when I've heard him in the cockpit take authority over the weather.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard him. There was one, if you remember the Viscount, the Vickers Viscount that we had many years ago. And I was sitting in the back of it and we were going through a rough storm and I could hear Brother Copeland in the front, in the cockpit, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this right now. And God got us out of it.
I've seen funnels go back up.
Back up into the sky.
You
get back up there
in
Jesus'
name.
Gloria, we have dominion and authority.
I've seen that at least once. I haven't seen a number of them, but whatever, we've
never
failed to have deliverance from storms.
We have authority over every kind of spirit of terrorism that would ever try to come upon our house, our land, our people. We have dominion over ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and whatever other kind of terroristic spirit that is out there that is trying to come against us. And you know something else? We have authority over the spirit of death.
And you know something else? We're supposed to take it.
We take that authority.
And we tell whatever the enemy's trying to do, the enemy and whatever he's trying to do, to stop.
That's right.
Assist in his maneuvers against us.
That's right.
Whatever it takes to say to stop that action, that's what
it.
We do. Hallelujah.
Gloria.
If you hear about an epidemic, there's an epidemic sweeping the country.
Yeah.
People are dying.
Yeah.
Don't say, I hope I don't get that. No, you say, I'll never have that. In the name of Jesus, you're not flu, whatever it is, you're not coming on my house, my family, or me.
That's right. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We take our authority.
We got to be bold, George.
We must be.
We can't be little wimps.
We must be.
Glory to God.
And the boldness of the Lord is demonstrated in this testimony that we want to show you. At our minister's conference earlier this year.
Ah, oh, that's amazing. Don't miss it.
Mark Barkley was speaking, and at the end of his message, he got up and talked about how his granddaughter drowned in a pool and what the Lord did and what particularly his son-in-law did.
That's awesome.
Every time I see this, it moves me deeply. We can take authority over the spirit of death.
That's right.
Watch this, and Glory and I will be right back.
This summer, one of my little granddaughters drowned in the pool. Just a little squirt. And they were fooling around with a side vent. And she has long hair, and she didn't do it right for the pool, and it sucked her into the side vent. Her daddy was there, and her mom was there, and some other kids and such. And it drew her right against the pool, and she drowned. And so finally, one of the other little kids come running up to her daddy, my son-in-law, and said, Jaden's not moving. We don't think she's fooling around. So of course, he ran over there. He said, I put both feet against that pool, Dad, and grabbed her hair and could barely get her free from the side of that swimming pool. But he said it was kind of too late. I threw her up on the deck. And me and a friend tried to do whatever CPR we knew. And it just got worse. And finally, the first responders came, you know, and they're working on her. And it's going on 5 minutes. I kept hearing the one emergency person kept saying to my son-in-law, there's no pulse, there's no breath, she's already turned color, she's cold, and other signs that happen to your body when you die. And she's laying on that deck. And I asked the responder later at the hospital, he said, I looked down, we did everything we could do, Reverend, for that little girl. We do this all the time. And I looked down, and you know, we watch our clocks for different things. And I looked down, and I'm looking at 5 minutes plus. And my brain is saying, even if she comes to, but she's not gonna now. She'll have brain damage and other things. And then I started to, you know, push the signal that I'm gonna have a dead on arrival. And I'm down there, and I lifted my hands off that little girl, and I looked to your daughter to shake my head no. And he said, your son-in-law screamed out a blood-curdling like I've never heard before. No! Satan, you cannot have my baby. We are tithers. God will rebuke you today. And that paramedic, not a Christian, he said, that I never seen it. He said, that little body jumped about that far right off that deck. Just jumped up, opened her eyes, and said, can somebody turn off the pool, please? That was her first word. They took her to the, you can clap once, go ahead. That's a mighty miracle. That's a mighty miracle. They took her to the hospital, and the doctor's standing there. And when they arrived, and I'm there by now, and they arrived, and the doctor said, you know, they unload the ambulance, and little Jaden comes walking out. And the doctor's looking around, he goes, where's the girl that died, the drowning victim? And the emergency crew's going. And he said, no, I was called in because somebody drowned. He couldn't even say it, he just. So they checked her all out, said, well, there's nothing wrong, but they wanted to take her to the children's trauma thing, you know, the specialist, so they went over there. And they asked Jaden, they said, well, what do you feel? I mean, is there something wrong? Do you hurt? She goes, no, I'm like Jesus. I've been raised from the dead. Children's Church. Children's Church. That's Children's Church.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.